In today's news headlines, the crisis in Virginia has deepened over the last 24 hours as all top three of the highest-ranking officials have found themselves at the center of racial and sexual wrongdoing. After Governor Ralph Northam was found to have been associated with a blackface and KKK robe-wearing photo from his medical college yearbook, his lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, was linked to reports of sexual assault. On Wednesday, a California woman came forward detailing her assault at his hands. The New York Times described her as Dr. Vanessa C. Tyson, an associate professor of politics and expert in black history at Scripps College in California. She has also spent years advocating for victims of sexual assault and has spoken openly about being molested by her father when she was a child. Dr. Tyson described a gut-wrenching experience of being forced into oral sex when she met Mr. Fairfax at the Democratic National Convention in 2004. Just before Tyson's account became public, Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring, who would have been the third in line for the governorship after Northam and Fairfax, admitted that he once dressed in blackface in college. Herring had been among those calling on Northam to resign. The Washington Post described the chaos on Wednesday, saying, quote, "The drama pervaded the state capitol on one of the busiest days of the General Assembly, with emotional meetings behind closed doors and at least one lawmaker in tears, two of the central players hid from public view, while the third, Fairfax, had no choice but to stand for hours on the dais of the Senate because of his job responsibilities. When they ended, he slipped away." Many are looking to the state's influential Legislative Black Caucus for a response. The group had called on Northam to resign, but have been silent since the new revelations about Fairfax and Herring. The group's chairman said simply on Wednesday, "We've got a lot to digest." In other news, the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday voted to send a number of witness transcripts from its own investigation into Russia-related election wrongdoing to the special counsel Robert Mueller. The committee, which is now headed by Democrat Adam Schiff, hopes Mr. Mueller will be able to prosecute instances of perjury among some of President Donald Trump's current and former colleagues that have come under the investigation's crosshairs. In January, the special counsel's team charged Trump's longtime associate Roger Stone with lying to the House Intelligence Committee. The Democrats on that committee have long maintained that witnesses they interviewed separately from Mueller may have lied to them. Now that Democrats are in charge of the committee, they're able to test that theory. Meanwhile, the House Intelligence Committee launched a new probe into Trump's foreign business deals to determine if the president's decisions on Russia might have been influenced by his desire for personal financial gain. Trump took great umbrage at the announcement, especially targeting the committee chairperson Adam Schiff of California, whom he has attacked in the past. This is what he said about Schiff on Wednesday.
On what basis would he do that? He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself, and I think that's fine because that's what they do. But there would be no reason to do that. No other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment, and it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country.
That's Trump on Wednesday lashing out at House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff. During his State of the Union address on Tuesday night, Trump had laid out an ultimatum to Congress denouncing the, quote, ridiculous partisan investigations and asserting that, quote, if there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation. But Democrats appear to be having none of it, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi shot back the next day saying, presidents should not bring threats to the floor of the House. It's not investigation, it's oversight. It's our congressional responsibility, and if we didn't do it, we would be delinquent in our duties. On Thursday morning, Trump continued his tantrums on Twitter, complaining about, quote, unlimited presidential harassment. But there has been no other president like Trump in U.S. history. On Wednesday, new documents obtained from the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C., revealed that executives from the telecom company T-Mobile reserved more than 50 nights there after the company sought approval for its merger with Sprint. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, both Democrats, are examining whether T-Mobile executives were hoping to influence the Trump administration to approve the merger by currying favor with the president and his hotel. Meanwhile, Congress went about its business on Wednesday, attempting to put together a deal on border security ahead of the looming February 15th deadline, when a second government shutdown could take place if a federal spending bill is not passed and signed into law. According to the Washington Post, a bipartisan committee of House and Senate lawmakers traded offers behind the scenes, with Democrats saying money for border barriers was on the table and Republicans acknowledging they won't get Trump the $5.7 billion he has sought for his wall. Neither Democrats nor Republicans know if Trump will actually sign anything they agree on. On Wednesday, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, once formed as an oversight agency to actually protect consumers, has proposed a weakening of rules for the predatory payday lending industry. The existing rules, which were set to take effect this August, would have forced lenders to check whether borrowers could afford the loans they took before issuing them. The industry heavily lobbied against the rules and now have found a friend in the Trump administration. The CFPB head, Kathy Kraninger, plans to hold hearings on its new proposal to roll back the rules and take public comments before making a decision. The president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, on Wednesday announced her new pet project, the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative. The project will involve several government agencies, including the State Department and the National Security Council. The initiative seeks to promote programs for financial support and legal and job training for women worldwide. The president had lauded his daughter's project on Tuesday night during his State of the Union address and will officially launch it on Thursday with his signature. Ms. Trump told the Associated Press, "We think women are arguably the most under-tapped resource in the developing world for accelerating economic growth and prosperity." Among her consultants for the project is former State Secretary Henry Kissinger, long considered a war criminal by historians. A senior-level U.S. envoy has arrived in North Korea this week to prepare for the second U.S.-North Korea summit, set to take place in Vietnam at the end of the month. Stephen Bagan is in Pyongyang to begin sorting out details for an agreement with the U.S. on curbing North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Mr. Bagan said in a speech last week that Trump wants, quote, significant and verifiable progress on denuclearization, actions that are bold and real. But the two sides have been unable to make progress on what that actually means. And finally, in climate news, five leading institutions worldwide, including NASA, the NOAA, and the UK's Hadley Centre, have jointly concluded that the year 2018 was the fifth straight year of warming temperatures. The years 2014 to 2018 have been the five warmest years in recorded history. Additionally, NASA has found that 18 of the 19 warmest years on record were after the year 2000. In other words, the planet is undeniably warming. There can be no more greater evidence of it than what the agencies found. And that does it for our headlines today.